folks. I'm your radio host from America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. I'm Cheyenne Montana Lopez, broadcasting to you today from beautiful Port Huron, Michigan. Our time is 7:42 p.m. and it's Friday afternoon, April the 12th, 2019. So stay tuned for the show. After this brief theme song introduction to our show, and I want you to remember when you were young and remember times were patriotic and think about America, how it could be great again.
Saying things that's not true. Now,
I don't like the way some people do on there. But I know I'm going to have my critiques. I know I'm going to have persecutions. In fact, we face it every day as Americans. Here we are. It reminds me of this. Where is a Christian people that's with me that should stand up against these atheists is putting shows on like Ellen DeGeneres, who is going after and proving that children should come out about their sexuality. Whatever happened to the law of such people that promoted it, they got arrested. Now, it should be up to the parent. A child should not be put in a home where there's two women that encourages it, or two men. To me, it's child molestation. Size of a pedophile. Like Ellen DeGeneres. You should think this. She had to be molested. You surely about guess that she had to be molested or raped when she was young. Most likely by a woman. Or it'd be a friend, family member. Same way by Will and Grace, and the Will is on there. He had to be molested or raped by a man. And transgenders had to be allowed to dress in their mama's, or their brother's or sister's underwear, or their clothing and shoes, to become that way. Instead of sitting there saying, it's not all right to be that way. You're a boy. Be a boy. You should say to them that God doesn't approve this. We have lost so much Christian values and Christian teachings. And I got to clarify something else, my friends. I got put down because they said I sounded like a liberal or a Democrat. Let me be to you clear and present. I am no way, shape, form, or fashion a Democrat. Never have been, never will be. I'm 100% through and through a Republican and conservative and a Christian. I am for God. I am for God in courts. I'm for God in families. I'm for God in out in display that we shouldn't be ashamed of God. I'm for quit teaching about we came from the Big Bang Theory in schools. I'm for putting Bibles and prayers back in sporting events. I'm for putting God back in schools, because when we did, we had less violence than we do today. That's a true fact. And when we didn't have marijuana usage, even as medical, we had less crimes. Less crimes back then. Back in the 70s and 60s, you could sit with your screen door open. You could even sit with your window open, feel safe. Neighbor knew neighbor. Now, it's gotten out of hand today. Because why? The true fact is, it's promoted in songs. It's promoted in television, what programs we have on. Whatever happened to parents to clean up television, for better television programming, for their children to watch, and to have less violent programs on? Whatever happened to those days? Whatever happened to the day when we had the Christian majority and Christian moral in our government? Here we got Muslims in our government wearing hairdressers in public buildings. And we're taught, as an American, how many of you that are 100% American if you're born and raised that way, that believe in what you were taught, and it is It's a disgrace to wear a hat in a public building. And it's a disgrace for a man to wear long hair like in that of a woman. Where were you when you were taught that? Are you American? Are you living as those of ancient times? We're no longer in ancient times. If you come out of the military, and if you go in there, you get a short haircut. You come out with a short haircut, too. You should be that way. We're around today when workers in restaurants and factories have short hair and they wore their pants pulled up instead of showing their underwear down, like it is these rap singers on stage and hip hop artists, and grabbing hold of their private areas of their genitals. Whatever happened today, we couldn't use a private part word on television. It should be a shame for children to hear that, friends. I'm like Rick Perry, the former governor of Texas, that marriage is for man and woman. That's the way it is in the Bible. That's the way it should be through and through. It should be that way in the laws of this land. They should be unlawful. Now, and I'm not saying this, and I'm not being a hate, my friends. I'm right now using my right of free speech, right to criticize, due right of American guaranteed to me, due right of the Constitution, of the Bill of Rights guaranteed to me, the right to free press guaranteed to me. And I'm doing my own radio show because I truly believe that we have lost America the way it was supposed to be. You can bet our forefathers today are turning over in their grave of what's going on. That we've taken God out of the space program. We've taken God in prayers out of every single thing, including courthouse displays, including city council meetings to begin it with, including in Canada recently. I heard that they're trying to pass a law in Quebec province in Ontario to outlaw wearing any kind of religious symbols in public, especially government events and sporting events in schools. It should be a person's right if he or she wants to wear a cross. But wearing a headdress and those of the Middle East, once you come here, forget about it. You're no longer a member of that slave country that held you down, forced you to be that religion. You come here, you're an updated American. You be that way. Why else don't come here? I say, let's build that wall. I say, let's bring back government for the people, other people, by the people, the way it should be. And I say, stand up, and let's support our President of the United States, that we, the people of the people, elected. Now, you got these radicals like Oprah Winfrey. You got radicals like Barack Obama, the most lying president, so-called president, and I reiterate this again. He was not my president because I would never vote for a man like that. The first American so-called president to go and kiss a Muslim temple. And that, look on YouTube, my friends, you'll see it. Look on YouTube, every true fact about him. That Obama spit up on the name of Jesus Christ. He wouldn't even pledge allegiance to God under the flag. It's a true fact. Look on YouTube. Type in Obama and being a Christian, and you'll find out that he admitted to a news reporter that he was Muslim, not a Christian. Now, whatever happened to the law, whatever happened to the day when we had only Baptist, Methodist, Church of God, and the 100% founded freedom of religions that was founded in this country the way it's supposed to be. Whatever happened to that day? Why can't we restore God back to our country? Because we're giving in and we become kiss butts, my friends. We become the softies instead of standing up for what we believe. You got these radicals out there who are protesting for equal rights. It's already guaranteed in the Constitution way before equal pay. That we are a government of equality. That we are people of equality. Already in the Constitution of the United States. We have too many laws on the books as it is. And you claim discrimination. Let me put it this way. It's still going on. It's going to happen till the end of time. And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this as a true fact. As an American. My friends, it's clear and solvent. It's clear and present. And there is everyday dangers going on in this country. That we are increasingly letting the ones that's becoming the majority get away with it. Like the hip hop artists on stage sing, using the. And I don't like using this, and I'm not racist in this area at all. I'm not bigotry, okay? I'm trying to clarify this to you, who would say I am when I'm not. It's a clear fact. Listen to the rap songs. It uses the F word in it. It uses the N word. It uses it in their songs, 99% of them. Clean up their own act before they go after us and put us down. Quit holding your pants down, showing your rear, and going out in public, wearing your pants backwards. Go get a haircut if you're working at a restaurant, too. And put a hairnet over your hair. I don't want any food that you're working in the kitchen back there and cooking or making salads and prepping. I don't want to eat foods that's got hair in it, a broken glass. And, my friends, get back to what you did back in the 70s when restaurants were clean. And another thing I don't like about restaurants, they don't offer you a choice of what you should cook your hamburgers or steaks. The day I remember when they offered you a choice, how would you like your steak, sir? How would you like your steak, ma'am? Would you like it medium rare, medium well, or well done? It should be asked that way. Not medium rare and everything come out with pink, not done. I want my meat done through and through. That's dangerous of you getting sick, my friends, if it's not done through and through. It's dangerous to that. But my friends, I'm going to take a break, and I will be right back on this show. So, stick with me. Headlines. I'm going to go over a few of them. Number one, ground beef likely cause a 6-state food poisoning outbreak. What is going on with our food, my friends? As I was mentioning in my broadcast tonight, I don't want to go in restaurants and see. And again, it's the law, as far as I know, in every state, that especially here in Michigan, I know it is, that you have to wear a hat when you're working at the back of the kitchen and prepping food. But I've been in restaurants and I've seen it. No hat on at all. I've seen people coming out from bringing salads to the salad bar or breakfast bar. Well, I had no hair in that on food. Hair can fall in that food, my friends. Now, I'm not wanting that kind of food. I want somebody that's neat, clean. They got their hair short, or they got a hat or a hairnet on their hair, and no long fingernails. And when you're cooking, for Christ's sake, I want to see people wearing gloves when you're cooking. Not having any food while they got the telephone in their back pocket, as I've observed in some restaurants around this area. I want to see a cook wearing gloves and not having a telephone, after he answered their call while he is cooking and going back to handling the food with his bare hand. That's nasty and gross. Go in the diners, my friends, and watch and see for you and observe this. If you see this, report to your health department. Tell them to go in there unannounced and inspect the restaurants and see their employees and see if they got hair in this on. See if they got their hair cut. We're at the day of respect decency in the restaurant. My friends, why don't they go in and inspect the pores? It's not clean like it should. I see restaurants that's got black dirt on their floor. I see tables not wiped off in restaurants. I could name one right now, but I'm not going to. Because it's law, I can't name it. But anyway, my friends, another headline I'm going to bring up is a man who tries to set himself on fire outside the White House today. Now, how crazy the world is. These people are radicals and don't know what they're doing, what they're protesting about. They need to get educated before they do things. Now, next thing I want to bring up is a man, ex-Obama White House aide, denies guilt in lobbying case. He's on trial, thank goodness, my friends. I applaud that. Obama should have been put on trial for treason. And you who don't know what he's like, I've talked to many healthcare workers, many American workers. I've talked to many restaurant owners and business owners. Sorry about that. But they can't afford to pay the out-of-pocket expenses, especially when they're small, for Obamacare. Well, let's sit and forward and call our government leaders and repeal every bit of Obamacare, wipe it out. I've talked to people who can't get their medicine because of Obamacare. Now, I have a friend who's a good Christian friend. And she's sitting right now in the hospital and she can't get her medicine. And she's not here in Michigan. She's in another state, my friends. Now, do you think that's right that she can't get her medication? Why have we even got Obamacare to begin with? It shouldn't have been created. We have the perfect health care system in Medicaid and Medicare. We just need to upgrade it to cover every man, woman, and child with a low copay of medicine. Low copay of going to a doctor. If you have a copay as $1.20, you should only have to pay $1.20, not $35, not $45 per trip. It should cover including dental, eye, go ahead and get drug testing kits to test if you're doing drugs. I don't want no person going to work or coming home drunk on drugs. When you're high on drugs, it's the same as alcohol. Driving under the influence. You're walking under the influence. It impairs your thinking. Just like marijuana is the worst thing that states could have done, proving it is a medical. It's medical. In fact, numerous studies have shown that even children are getting it for seizures. Children don't need to get a hold of marijuana. My friend says other medications is better than marijuana. There's other medications you don't have to get addicted to. Go for, if you got pain, go take your Tylenol. If you got pain, a blood clots, go take you an aspirin. Aspirin helps your heart. Go take this, my friends, because it's safer and not addictive. It doesn't put you sleep where you can't think. It doesn't put you sleep while you're driving down the road and you hit somebody and kill thousands of or one person. Now, it doesn't create delusions. Whereas opiates is prescribed and puts you sleep, like hydrocodone or tramadol, are very dangerous. We should have other options. Now, I can understand you got to have anesthesia in the hospital, but after anesthesia, you shouldn't have it at all. Get your Tylenol. An Advil, which is more better for you than a Tylenol is. I know I've taken Advil before and it's worked. I get you a relief. Everything we got doctors prescribe because drug companies are feeding them millions of dollars to write that instead of the drug that can help cure us. Now, I know that's my next show subject about opiates, the drug crisis, and the epidemic in America. A mass genocide is going on. And it's not just in America, it's in the world. My friends, I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. Because I speak nothing but the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's the way it is in this here United States. And again, I say this broadcast because it's my right to express. It's my right because I want America back with dignity, morals, and patriotism back like it was in the 70s. I want a clean restaurant that I go in and see people having clean faces, not long fingernails. Serving the food, not high on the job, not no beards on their face, all beards. I don't want to go to the church and see a man dressed as a woman. Another thing I applaud is brought to my attention is in the news headline. Pentagon transgender ban goes into effect. I applaud that. In other words, it's basically going back to the don't ask, don't tell policy. And if you're having transgender operations to become a man, you should have taken and told the truth to begin with that you're a man. And go in the military as a man. Not go in to have a sex change to become a man. I don't want my tax dollars going to waste money like that. These people are nothing but confused. Because they're not taught right growing up. It's a shame, and that they should be that, because you can't change the spirit of that which God made you to be. God made you perfect. It's your confusion that's believing that you have female parts. None of that is true whatsoever. It's doctors' web of decisions promoting that. Again, God created us in perfect harmony. And if you're taking these after you serve your term, then you're not going to get to re-enlist in the military. I fought that decision. I was behind President Donald Trump on this. I don't want no same sex is going in military combat when our country's in jeopardy of being attacked. Another thing I applaud is in the news. Is about Omar and her comments in U.S. Congress. Number one, she shouldn't be in Congress. She shouldn't be in there at all. Hey, like this, mysterious bowls of mashed potatoes are popping up. Why can't we keep mashed potatoes like they are? Why can't restaurants quit serving mashed potatoes when you're home, if you got somebody doing the cooking? Why can't they ask you if you want gravy over your mashed potatoes? I don't like gravy over my mashed potatoes. I don't like turkey at Thanksgiving. I don't like turkey at New Year's. I like vegetables. I'm a vegetarian more than I am anything. They're more healthy for you. I am a straight out, and I'll reiterate again, I'm a straight out Republican, 100% born. I started when I was a Republican, discovered I became a Republican. I was in high school, and we had this breakup of our class in socialism. The late great Andrew Small was my teacher. He was teaching us about politics. We formed a state house, and I remember a bill I wrote about the Alabama legislature. I wanted to be a Republican because I found out that the road limits on the track, truck on secondary roads and going across the bridges, which deteriorate the bridges, was not as much as that on a major road. In other words, the major roads deteriorate faster because they had a greater weight limit. So, the weight limit should have been less on the secondary roads. Even a truck shouldn't have been going over secondary roads where wooden bridges on dirt roads were. And for Christ's sake, these old array of the local event, my friends. Drawbridge is going on. Catch my bus, and I saw buses every turn. In the turning lane, almost a block from the bridge because traffic was blocked up more than a block. coming out from my doctor's office, laying there waiting to catch my bus, come home. And that drawbridge up, no sooner ridiculous for the smallest boats are tested. And here, who's going to believe it if you have a test of your tornadoes every morning? I guess Port Huron is going to have money. You think anybody's going to believe it when it becomes a real thing? Save that test. Stop wasting our tax dollars. Save that test until the real actual event. Because you're going to come. This is going on not just here, every town, including rural sections of the United States of America. Majority of people is not going to believe it. Because the real thing, they're going to think it's just a test. Because, again, you're sending it off. Let's stop having these tests
save you for the real thing. One time is all you got to have it when you first pee up to know it works. And, my friends, it should be animal cruelty when sirens are going by in trains with these loud horns in neighborhoods hurting dogs' ears and cats' ears and other animals' ears. That's cruel. They need to tone it down and not blow them in residential sections. Sirens could be toned down, not used in residential neighborhoods where they're going through. Isn't it enough you got your flashing lights on for emergency? Now, I don't blame families if you got a drawbridge here in this town. Raised and ambulance waiting in line to get across it. And what if you have to go around and do turn? You got a train on the other side blocking that. Here you got problems. Let's start replacing these drawbridges. If you don't have sailboats going through, like is here 7th Street, and you got your military here at that bridge, and 10th Street Bridge. Let's build a marina over here by the Maritime, where the Great Lady sits. Lexington, the city of Lexington's got you right there. So if we can do it, instead, let's open that shop built down there by the Great Lady for a restaurant, for a bait shop where the people can go and get everything all in one store. Pave that parking lot. Let's move the antique car show down there and the fair at that big lot right there by the Maritime, right behind the old Social Security office. And build it up where water won't stand in there. Where you can have that in the farmer's market that sits there on that sidewalk by the Maritime. And City of Port Huron still get tourism and money coming into local businesses too. Because if you go to the downtown block, shoppers can't get downtown to shop. Those businesses are losing thousands upon thousands of dollars a day. Now, and therefore, like it is to DHS office. If we got appointment there, they can't get to that office. If downtown is blocked off, that's discriminating against the handicapped. If they had to go, another 2 or 3 blocks, they're not able to get to that. Especially those on crutches, or canes, or even with a limp and pains, or even in the wheelchair. That's discrimination. It's hard enough if you have to push a wheelchair mainly by hand. It's hard enough if you have to walk around on crutches. Trust me, I'm on crutches right now because of pins. I got screws sticking out the end of my toes. And that surgery I had the other day, one toe was amputated. Let me read this to you, my friends. Go back to the mysterious bowl of mashed potatoes are popping up. And that's in the Mississippi neighborhood. Bowls of mashed potatoes are mysteriously popping up in the oldest places in a neighborhood in Jackson, Mississippi, leaving residents bewildered. We don't know if someone is just playing a prank or someone just had a lot of leftovers, joked Jordan Lewis, who said she found mashed potatoes left on her car. Now, how about that, folks? How about that? And that's the way the truth is. Not fake news. Everything I'm saying here is not fake news, but it's reality. The way America is. And please, if you want to come on my show, I welcome you as my guest. And I have to say one other thing. I am pro-life. Yes, I'm pro-choice, pro-America.
I never will be a Democrat. Only time I was a Democrat was when I met George Wallace growing up. Now, that was the only time I was a Democrat. Because George Wallace was the last breed of Democrats that was for men. Today, and I speak the truth, the Democrat Party is a socialist, a fascist, for billionaires like Oprah Winfrey, millionaires. They want to double standard tax you. Whereas the Republicans are concerned, even I'm one of them, they find, like our military was under President Ronald Reagan, finding their government was spending $150 on a toilet seat for a boat, or $150 to hold a toilet in on a warship for something that could cost 50 cents. Wasted money. Double standard taxes means if you're going in, let's say for a quart of oil, and you've already paid the local tax. Well, the local comes in and finds another way to get another tax off of you. That's double standard. And the federal government does it too. That's the Democrat Party for you. The Democrat Party used to be for the farmer. No longer is. Last time a Democrat president was a poor person, I said it was under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Republicans come in and get you out of war. Take your history facts, it's real, my friends. Republicans get you out of war. Under Republicans, you don't have a declared war sending millions of combat troops to foreign soils and getting them killed. Or trying to serve a nation like Japan to death, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt was, too. That's a historical fact. He's trying to starve a Japanese to death, food, trade, and food, all the embargo on them, freezing them to death in the wintertime. Actual fact. I'm sorry, say it's murder. And Roosevelt was a dictator. He should not, when he went at White House, he knew he had polio, he knew he was sick. He shouldn't have run for the presidency. And Social Security, it was a good thing, but yet it should have been matched by the federal government and put into your monies, should have been put into a retirement account. IRA, where by this time when you retired, let's say 75 year service, you had, let's say, $200,000 or $300,000 in interest compounded. Now, who wouldn't want that kind of money? And you draw so much out to pay your bills, and you still got interest adding on to it and making you money. That's the way it should be. It should have been set up like a bank account for you. That way, we wouldn't be borrowing from Social Security to pay other things and bankrupting Social Security. Now, you got people like Oprah Winfrey who don't know a thing about politics. Whoopi Goldberg's the radicals on The View who don't know nothing about politics. Whoopi Goldberg's just an actress and she gets paid to, which does her character role in a show, a movie. She's doing basically a lie. She's not, and a lie is something that's fictional, not real truth, but added on to make it look real. Same way with Joy Behar. She's a comedy actor, a comedian. She goes up and tells jokes, and for Christ's sake, I heard her using vulgar descriptive language. Same way by Whoopi Goldberg. And they should need to keep their mouth shut about politics on there. And stay out because we, the people, elected minority. The thing was by Sonny Hostin. She was just an attorney. She don't know nothing about politics. And today she's a journalist. Don't know nothing about politics. She doesn't. Get off the television. Let's fire them. Let's clean up our television for better entertainment. Let's bring like good programs like Little House on the Prairie, A Father Murphy, shows like that, of good clean programming that was censored, vulgar language was taken out of, and if you were allowed to say that on radio and television, worse of FCC nowadays, we're supposed to be against the law to do that. They're lying and get away with it. Where are they when they're supposed to be taking those licenses away? Or banning TV shows for them? Why are there movies when you could go in and see good, clean movies like Gone with the Wind theaters? They didn't have vulgar words in it, nudity. Whatever happened to good shows like Touched by an Angel and The Waltons? And here, where's our good clean program, Kevin Saves the World? Another good program. And another good one I liked was, another good one I liked on today is The Rookie. And my friends, we need good clean programming, not my teaching that we came from rocks, teaching physics. That's a different show, my friends. Tonight's show is a subject of a little bit of everything. That's the title of my show tonight, and I hope you enjoy. And my friends, I hope you enjoyed my show, and I want you to stay tuned for my next show, which I will air it here tomorrow night. I will do the show tonight. And if I sound like I'm stuttering, it's because I'm trying to figure out next things. And again, I'm not doing my show from a script. Take back your comments on that. Put up a shut up. That's the way I feel about America. And you who are with me, stand up, stay firm, and stay strong. God bless America. God bless our president. And God bless the American people. And may God bless you. So thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Anyway, my friends, this is your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, from Mexico Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show, from Porcupine, Michigan.